KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 12:02. The Coast Guard says an 84-foot fishing vessel sank near South Prince of Wales Island. All four crew members were rescued and reported no medical issues. The Coast Guard, in a release, says the Mary Kay began taking on water late Thursday. It then sank in about 600 feet of water near Dixon Entrance, about 275 miles south of Juneau. The Coast Guard will monitor for any pollution from the estimated 2,500 gallons of fuel on board. The vessel likely won't be recovered because of the depth of water where it sank. Several Good Samaritan vessels and an Alaska Wildlife Trooper skiff responded. The troopers were able to take the four crew members who were wearing immersion suits aboard from a life raft. Shares of NovaGold Resources plummeted yesterday. The reason? Barrick Gold, the world's largest gold producer, said Alaska's Donlin Gold Project, along with the project in Chile, failed to meet investment criteria. Barrick says both projects require large initial capital investments. NovaGold said Barrick's statement does not change their status on the Donlin Project, and they have 4 years to make a decision about the project. Donlin is one of the world's largest undeveloped gold deposits, located east of Aniak on the Kuskokwim River. Early studies show Donlin averaging 1.5 million ounces of gold per year in its first 5 years of operation. Barrick's new CEO, Jamie Sokolsky, said yesterday that while they are moving forward on permitting for Donlin and the mine in Chile, they are not beginning the process of building the projects. He said they're being more conservative. Barrick said the Chile project will cost up to 60% more than previously estimated, raising the cost of the mine to as much as $8 billion. Shares of NovaGold fell $1.36 or 25.3% yesterday. Barrick's shares also dropped $1.07 or 3.2%. And three obstacles remain for Shell Oil in its plan to drill in Alaska's Arctic waters this year. Sea ice is sticking around longer this year. Another complication is with a permit regulating air pollution on a drill ship, and an oil spill containment barge is not ready. Despite those challenges, Shell Vice President Pete Slaby says he remains confident they will be able to drill this year. Shell hopes to begin drilling in August, but they do have to end by September 24 in the Chukchi Sea and October 31st in the Beaufort Sea. It could seek to extend those dates, but the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says the company hasn't given any indication it would ask. Set netters on the Kenai Peninsula were hoping that the Alaska Board of Fisheries would throw them a lifeline and allow them to put their nets back in the water. But the seven-member board voted 5-2 during an emergency meeting Thursday not to consider six petitions from set netters. Members felt they had too little time to consider the petitions in a move that prevents fishermen with hundreds of permits from participating in what is a robust run of Kenai River red salmon this summer. Set netters had hoped to salvage the season that runs to the end of the month, but the problem is their nets also catch king salmon. Kenai kings are returning in very low numbers. The in-river sport fishery for kings is also shut down. A Pacific walrus male calf is under care at the Alaska Sea Life Center after it was stranded near Barrow. The Seward Center says in a release that the calf is estimated to be 4 to 6 weeks old. Officials report a large group of walrus floated on sea ice past Barrow July 17 and believe this calf became separated from them. Barrow fishermen saw the calf in a lagoon. Despite some concerns about the calf's health, staff members at the Alaska Sea Life Center say the calf appears to be in good health. It's the first walrus calf at the center since 2007. Four calves were cared for at the center between 2003 and 2007. Park officials say three Danish climbers have been rescued and flown by helicopter off the 17,200-foot high camp on Mount McKinley's West Buttress climbing route. Two of the climbers sustained leg injuries during an avalanche and were unable to walk. The three mountaineers had set out from the high camp on Sunday. They were hoping to summit via a non-standard route up the Autobahn slope leading from High Camp to Denali Pass. Park officials say they chose the alternative route because of concern over high avalanche danger on the standard route. However, and after an avalanche swept them several hundred feet, their relatively uninjured companion dragged the other two back to their campsite. They were flown off on a helicopter on Tuesday after calling for help on an aviation radio. And Saturday marks Ted Stevens Day in Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski took an opportunity while she was speaking on the U.S. Senate floor Thursday to share that with her colleagues and to remember Stevens. Stevens was revered in Alaska for his ability to bring home aid and projects during his 40 years in the U.S. Senate. Next month will mark 2 years since Stevens died in a plane crash in Alaska. Last year, the legislature unanimously passed a measure designating the fourth Saturday of every July as Ted Stevens Day. Alaskans are urged to get out and play. Murkowski said Stevens had an immense affection for the outdoors and loved Alaska with a passion. A look at the price of gold in New York. Up $7.80 an ounce to $1,624.90. An ounce of silver is up 25 cents to $27.89. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 12:22 and depart to Kotzebue at 1:58. It's unofficially 48 degrees at the KNOM studios, 8.5 minutes after 12 o'clock.